Kashmir is on my mind. It is on a lot of our minds these days. My Uber driver talks about it. The Indian Parliament is voting on it. Television is having rancorous debates about it. Only the people in Kashmir say nothing because there is still an information blackout imposed on them. No internet, no cable, not even landlines. Friends have not been able to reach their families since August 5th, when the Indian government stripped Kashmir of 70 years of quasi-autonomy, sent in troops, imposed a curfew, and took control in the name of integrating it into India, saying there can be only one nation and one law. The Indian Prime Minister said that the special status enjoyed by Jammu and Kashmir only gave it terrorism, separatism, and corruption.
Algawat, Atankwat, Parivarwat, aur vyavasthaon mein bade paimane par phaile bhrashtachar ke alawa kuch nahi diya.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. When I was growing up, Kashmir, a bone of contention between India and Pakistan, existed as a sort of mythical paradise. Bollywood films had songs set in Kashmir with beautiful women simpering in gorgeous gardens and lakes surrounded by mountains. On one hand, it was a honeymoon destination. Rivers filled with trout, snow-covered ski slopes, beautifully laid out gardens and fields of saffron. On the other hand, it was a land riven by insurgency, curfews and militancy. There were reports of Pakistani infiltrators fomenting trouble, accusations of atrocities by the Indian army, youth pelting stones and being blinded by pellet guns, suicide attacks on army convoys, each story feeding into the other in a vicious circle. It was no surprise that in 2014, when the Indian film director Vishal Bharadwaj adapted Hamlet for Bollywood, he called it Haider and set it in Kashmir, where brother turns against brother and the wives of the disappeared are called half-widows.
Disappeared logon ki beviyan aadhi beva kehlati hai, half-widows.
Something rotten in the state of Denmark translated rather well to this paradise lost of insurgents, collaborators and those caught in the crossfire. Oddly, I learned much more about Kashmir in America than I did in India, where you could not talk about it without it becoming a litmus test of patriotism. But in America, I discovered a Kashmiri poet who wrote luminously about the pain and poignancy of curfewed nights in paradise.
Stranger, who will inherit the last night of the past? Of what shall I not sing and sing?
Aga Shahid Ali grew up in Kashmir but studied in America. He taught at American universities and was a finalist for the National Book Award. And he showed in his poetry how to lay bare the pain of Kashmir without going into the finger-pointing politics of India versus Pakistan, extremist versus moderate. He told NPR's Jackie Lydon that in a way, America freed him.
I've been able to be free and dancing and, you know, just cooking well, and well, people have been very kind to me. I just must say they've been great to me.
In the 1990s, during a spell of political violence, all the post offices in Kashmir were closed. So Aga Shahid Ali wrote The Country Without a Post Office, turning the prose of a news story into poetry as heartbreakingly fine as muslin. I heard that poem again on the YouTube channel Kashmir and Me.
Should I cross that river? Each post office is boarded up. Who will deliver parchment cut in Paisley's? My news to prisons. Only silence can now trace my letters to him.
As the situation worsened, it became harder and harder for Ali to go home. In a documentary called Beloved Witness, Kashmiri writer Basharat Peer, author of Curfewed Nights, said Aga Shahid Ali gave Kashmiris a new way of looking at things they were scared of speaking about.
In some ways, it was Shahid in exile writing about Kashmir. Those lines spoke to us in like nothing else.
Perhaps that is the exile's gift to the world. He remembers every turn on roads once taken and thereby ensures that they are not wiped off a map, even in a land that has no post office. Aga Shahid Ali died in 2001 at the age of 52. Today, as Kashmir is shrouded in a news blackout, Indian musician T.M. Krishna invoked who else but Aga Shahid Ali, and his postcard from Kashmir, a land once again, for all practical purposes, cut off without a post office.
Kashmir shrinks into my mailbox. My home, a neat 4x6 inches. I always loved neatness. Now I hold the half-inch Himalayas in my hand. This is home. And this, the closest I ever been to home.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.
Ishwar Tero Naam Sab Ko Sammati De Bhagavan Allah Tero.